From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Department of Homeland Security Director John Kelly issued new immigration rules Tuesday. The rules expand the list of immigrants who face immediate removal, set forth a plan to hire thousands of enforcement agents, and enlist local authorities in enforcing federal immigration laws. White House spokesman Sean Spicer explained.
And all this does is lay out the exact procedures to make sure that that subgroup of people who pose a threat to our nation because of a conviction or a violation of public safety or have a criminal record are adjudicated first and foremost. That's it.
John Spicer. Iraqi troops have pushed into the southern outskirts of Mosul as they consolidate their position on the third day of an offensive to take the city. A military spokesman says troops have secured a section of an area south of the city. The Iraqi military says its forces reached the airport in Mosul on Monday. When they take over the facility, they hope to use it to launch attacks on the western part of the city, which is still under control of the Islamic State group. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said on Tuesday her government is committed to working with European allies despite occasional disagreements.
At the end of the day, no one should misinterpret occasional policy differences and debates as a signal of anything less than total commitment to our alliances in Europe. That commitment is strong.
Haley also called NATO the strongest alliance in history and said the U.S. is working to make the organization even more effective. Her comments echo those made by Vice President Mike Pence on Monday. Former Hong Kong leader Donald Tsang has been sentenced to 20 months in prison on corruption charges. This is VOA News. Ecuador's presidential election will go to an April 2nd runoff, pitting leftist Lenin Moreno against conservative Guillermo Lasso. The announcement was made, of course, in Spanish Tuesday by the nation's Electoral Council. An official says the decision to hold a runoff election is irreversible, even though 5% of the vote is still uncounted. A new public opinion poll to be published in Germany Wednesday shows Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democratic Union slightly ahead of the center-left Social Democrats. A Sunday poll had shown the Social Democrats ahead. The far-right Alternative for Germany trails in the Allensbach poll with just over 8%, and the far-left Greens get about 8%. A military court in Israel Tuesday sentenced an Israeli soldier to 18 months in prison for killing a wounded Palestinian attacker last year on the West Bank. Robert Berger reports.
There were angry protests in support of a young Israeli soldier after a military court sentenced him to 18 months in prison. 20-year-old Elor Azaria was convicted of manslaughter for fatally shooting an incapacitated Palestinian assailant in the West Bank nearly a year ago. The sentence was the culmination of a turbulent trial that deeply polarized the nation. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
Responding to the UN declaration that famine in South Sudan has been aggravated by the conflict there between government and rebel forces, President Salva Kiir pledged Tuesday that aid workers will have free access to civilians throughout the country. The fighting that has been going on in the South Sudan region since 2013 has left up to 100,000 people facing starvation. President Kiir said his government will ensure that all humanitarian and development organizations have unimpeded access to needy populations. Nigeria says President Muhammadu Buhari has extended his medical leave in London for a second time. An advisor said Tuesday that during the president's annual checkup, tests showed he needed a longer period of rest. He said there's no reason to worry, and he didn't say when Mr. Buhari would return to Africa. The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday appeared evenly divided on the right of Mexican parents to bring suit in American courts against a U.S. border agent who killed their teenage son. Justice Anthony Kennedy and other conservatives on the court voiced skepticism about the parents' lawsuit, while the court's four liberal justices indicated they supported it. A 4-4 split, if it comes to that, would leave in place a lower court ruling dismissing the claims brought by the parents against the agent. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.